I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Jesus. Is that not even recording? Did I waste all that?
Eighth time's a charm. 22 minutes waste here, we got this. Let's go. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He's Ski at TSB Ski. He's King at Jeromney. Boy, if you guys aren't on Twitch with us, you're missing out. By the way, we just had somebody join. You missed the show. You missed the show. We just spent 20 minutes figuring out King's new laptop that has a soundboard on it. It's too. Yeah, do you have a Boeing on there? Booble's asking if you have a Boeing on there. We gotta have a Boeing.
I don't see a Boeing.
Missed opportunity. It's okay. Thank you for, by the way, Twitch, if you want to watch us, twitch.tv/abrog87, ABRAWG87. Also on Twitter at those handles I mentioned earlier. Join our Discord. We like to BS in there. Have a good time. Sports Brewery, if you want to find it. YouTube, I just dropped the last two episodes on YouTube today. So it's literally if I get an opportunity to do the editing and stuff like that. So, I do it as the best I can. I'm only one man. But yeah, thank you for watching us and listening to us. It's a good time. Also, the Twitch thing, I mentioned it the last couple weeks. Do get on that page, hit the follow button. We're not to the subscribe point yet, but we did get a couple more this week. So thank you. Still need just a few more before we can get to the subscriber point. So if you want to help us out, do that. Where should we start? You want to start Ducks? Because we probably should start Zers. I don't think there's anything to talk about with the Ducks.
It's Blazers.
NBA draft lottery happened. Blazers get the third overall pick. I think, what was the metric they showed where it was like the way the lottery worked, the Blazers were one like thing away from getting the number one pick or something. It was, yeah.
Whatever the other ball system works. Yeah.
So, I mean, Spurs get the number one pick. They're going to get Wembanyama, who is allegedly the best draft prospect in any sport in the history of sports. Literally, people are saying that. I think there might be a little bit of hyperbole going on right now with Adrian Wojnarowski and whatnot, but either way, he's, 7-footer who's very athletic and can shoot, and those don't come around very often. So Spurs lucked out. So Blazers now sitting at 3. So now we're going to spend about a half an hour talking about what they're going to do with that pick. that's literally it, man.
There's what they're going to do, what they should do. I think might be the different thing. So there's actually multiple things they could do also. So
I mean, there's a couple things you could think about if we're thinking about trade. One would be trading Dame and then drafting his replacement, because everybody's talking about Scoot Henderson being the guy at 3. And so he is a point guard. He has said he would love to play with Dame. He can be an off-ball guard, whatever. So that's an idea. Dame is old. Dame is injured a lot. You could still get something very good for Dame right now. And if you're building, then draft his replacement, who is very good. Scoot Henderson is very good. You could go that route, or you could trade the number 3 pick, get a decent player. I don't know who you're supposed to get with a number 3 pick, but
King sent it. I think it was in the Discord. I said the Blazers should trade this pick. He had the picture of Embiid in the Blazers jersey. I don't know if that's feasible or not, but I mean, if you could get a player like that, then yeah, you trade the pick, right?
I mean, they're trading the pick.
But for what?
It's going to be Pascal Siakam.
You think it's like Siakam and like OG Onono, and Anobi or something like that?
No, no, well, no. If they could get Siakam and Anobi, that's a great trade. They're just going to get Siakam.
Just Siakam?
Yeah, and maybe Gary Trent Jr. comes back.
The guy who dropped like 25 a game the first 2 weeks after they got rid of him with
yes,
Toronto.
The guy who was a, yes, the guy who was a favorite amongst Blazers Twitter,
oh, yeah.
Zur's oh, Twitter, yeah. for about 17 days while he was in a different country. It's funny.
Like the darkest times over the last couple of years for Blazers. Like Blazers fans in general, like the guys they have hooked their wagon to. It's like Josh Hart, Gary Trent Jr. It's like, oh, guys, they're fun. I like watching them, but come on, guys. Booble says they're going to trade the pick for JaVale McGee. Is Andre Iguodala available? Like, he'll give you that leadership. That's what the Blazers need, is that veteran leadership.
Get Udonis Haslam. He's still playing.
There you go. Iguodala very much does not play, by the way.
No. Yeah. But the one thing I don't see how it could happen is if they do draft Scoot Henderson. I don't think you can do that. That makes the least amount of sense. And the other, that's if he's even there. He could go too. And then you're possibly dealing with Brandon Miller, which right now it sounds like hasn't been going smoothly. Talking with some teams, some teams are worried. And then it's two twins I've never heard of that were playing like in the G League too.
So
are you?
Go ahead. Oh, I was just gonna say, like, if that's the case, then King is right. Like, they trade the pick. There's no other option.
No, there's no other option. Damian Lillard literally has gone on multiple platforms and said he's not playing with an 18-year-old. If it was Wembanyama, he would have. You have no choice. Yeah. But if it's someone named Scooter or someone who supplied a murder weapon, he ain't doing it.
Now, from your guys' perspective, though, is the smarter trade for the Blazers to trade Dame and just go full rebuild?
Lame, boo, tomato. If they trade Dame, they're going to be in there anyway. There's no one good. So I'll backtrack this. So my Twitter timeline bullied me yesterday into reading John Canzano.
I saw that, man.
That must have been serious bullying if that's the case.
You're doing God's work.
And yeah. John Canzano, after years of saying, stop being cowards, Blazers, take a big swing. Now they have assets. And John Canzano says, you got to trade the 32-year-old top 75, third all-NBA player, blah, blah, blah. John, you're a coward. John Canzano, you're a coward.
My boy.
You're a coward.
Dude, my boy Blazer Banter going after him, too. I saw that. That was fantastic.
Killed him. Shout out to Eric Gunderson.
I fucking love Gunderson, man. Yeah.
But it's true. It's true that John Canzano really probably hasn't been to the Moda Center since the midterms in 2018.
He does not go to Oregon or Blazer events or Portland in general. He randomly goes to OSU events to keep
and
his
Utah.
Like, yeah, to keep his contacts there. Because they're the only ones he gives a shit about.
He went to more Utah football games in Salt Lake City than Oregon games in Eugene last year.
I saw
but
him.
I digress.
In all of my years as a radio person, you know, setting up the radio broadcasts up in the press box, he was there fucking once. Once. The entire years of me.
Was that against the Beavers, too? Tell me
game.
I was against the Beavers.
No, it was a big game. I remember it being like a big national TV game. I can't remember which one. But I remember being like, oh, he's here. Huh, that's weird. And everybody else, like even the coaches were pretty much like, oh, what's up, John? I hear you and see you tweet about me all the time. You're here. Sorry, I cut you off.
So Gonzalo says... Right. Zeno says trade Dame. That's his.
Yes, because Dame is about to suck really hard. He's too old, you know, whatever. Now, there is a truth that in the history of the NBA, you know, we're not talking John Havlicek and that bullshit. But in the modern day, there have been two short guards that have been the best player, leads a team to an NBA title. Isaiah Thomas, Steph Curry. Okay. Is Damian Lillard better than Steph Curry? No. Is he better than Isaiah Thomas? I mean, probably. Can you imagine dropping Damian Lillard down in 1988 and watching?
Oh, God.
Watching Charles Oakley be flabbergasted that someone's not dribbling into the paint when they can shoot it from 40 feet out. But I digress.
Better than Thomas, than John Stockton. So many point guards from that era he's better than. Yeah.
So when the Blazers trade the 3 pick and get someone, is it going to lead them to a title? I mean, probably not. Okay.
And Embiid could maybe get them.
Yeah, they're not. They're not.
Huckleberry says revive the cat to PDX idea.
No, please don't.
You could trade the 22nd pick for cat, I think.
Yes. So yes. I'll take Scooter from the G League over cat at this point. But there's no. Do I think that this will lead to a Blazers title? I do not. But if you look around the NBA, is there a team that's like so overwhelming where you're like, if they get another like certified third team All-NBA guy, can the Blazers not make noise? No. The Lakers, come on, man. LeBron, God bless him. This is probably his last hurrah. The Heat, Jimmy Butler, wow, he's fantastic. They're not any.
They're on a heater right now.
That's not a dynasty. The Celtics, you look at any given point, and Jaylen Brown has been a name that people say could go to the Blazers if the Celtics blow up. Okay, second team All-NBA, I would take him. But him and Jason Tatum, they take games where they just cannot dribble. Like in the finals last year against the Warriors, there were games where they could not dribble the basketball. And the Nuggets, maybe they're the one team where you can look at, well, maybe next year they're kind of a steamroller. But you got to take a swing. Take a swing. How lame would it be to trade Lillard right now? How lame is that?
I think if you make the pick at 3, you might as well trade Dame at that point.
But they're not. Well, if they make the pick, they're making it for someone else and they're trading it right away. There's been nothing to suggest that the Trailblazers are actually going to pick at number 3. From what Cronin said 3 months ago to what Lillard has said in the offseason to Stephen A. Smith, and Dan Patrick, to what Cronin said on Tuesday night. To what the social media team is even putting out. We're building around Lillard. That means they're trading the number 3 pick. They're trading the 3 pick. I think that's exciting. Take a swing. Again,
it's nice to finally have something good to trade.
And granted, the Blazers front office is still terrible.
Yes.
Like, they're still awful, and Paul Allen's sister sucks and doesn't care, whatever. But they're taking a swing for the first time, potentially. All signs lead to it. But they're taking a swing, and we grew up in that era where they took swings for about 6-7 years. Where even just, it sounds lame as fuck now, but you know, late 90s, they were trading for Walt Williams, Jimmy Jackson, J.R. Ryder, and then Brian Grant, Scottie Pippen, Steve Smith, yeah. Detlef Schrempf, you know, all these guys. The Kobe stopper, Derek Anderson, that's what he called himself. Yeah.
How many Kobe stoppers have the Blazers had? Patterson always claimed he was a Kobe stopper.
Yeah, I think it was just, yeah, I don't think, just I think those, after Patterson, bit players stopped claiming that. But it's just what they got to do. Like, if they keep the pick, holy shit.
Yeah, it's.
And honestly.
You can't keep it and keep Dame. That's the one thing that makes the least amount of sense.
Well, and in all like seriousness, they cannot keep the pick because it's going to go Wembanyama, Miller or whatever from Alabama, and then Scooter McGruderson. He's a point guard. Yeah, he says he can play off the ball. He ain't playing off the ball. He's a point guard.
I don't think he could shoot very well, so that doesn't help.
You've been grinding tape for.
I've been grinding a lot. Tape.
Grinding.
He's very athletic and very fast and can get to the rim and score. He's not a great shooter.
So here's the thing we're running into here, that is a problem in every sport when you have a high draft pick, and the Blazers have been guilty of this in the past. They don't need a point guard. So I'm saying this, you know, prefacing it by saying I think there is good to be taken from every scenario the Blazers can do. Trading Dame would be a good idea. Trading the number three pick would be a good idea. I think maybe picking at number three might be a good idea. Just because Scoot Henderson is very good. They don't need a point guard. Absolutely not. They don't need a point guard. Is he the best player at three?
He would be at three. Yes.
Yeah. Is he a really good player? Yeah. So that's why that's the only reason I'm saying, like, you know, we've been guilty of this in the past where it's like, oh, they need a big. Let's get a big. Like, they've done this twice before when they've had a really high draft pick, and it's.
Oh, if they were drafting six or seven, that's what they would do. They would take a wing or a big.
So it's like need in the NBA is like a fucking like. It's a four-letter word, man. I hate that word when we're in the NBA. Because scorers, you need scorers, period. Nobody's playing defense, especially Portland. So if the kid can score, then I'm okay with them taking him. I'm also okay with them trading Dame. I'm also okay with them trading the number three pick for the best player you can get. So it's like, I don't know.
No, you're wrong.
Okay.
You're very wrong. Like, so... If you just want to do an immediate rebuild, okay, yeah. You trade Dame.
You take Henderson, yeah.
But why?
I like it. I like what you're saying. Trading the three pick for the best player available, I like that. I like that idea too. I just want to see it.
Have you seen names thrown out? You said Siakam. Is he like the top of what you've seen?
Siakam is the best player that I've seen online thrown out in one of these deals. And then it's like Ananobi, which doesn't quite do it for me. But
you don't trade a three pick for OG Ananobi.
No, you absolutely do not.
Siakam, that's a good lineup that Portland would be putting on the floor. Like Grant, Lillard, Simons. Whoever you want to put in the middle, I mean.
Well, Simons would probably go back to Toronto and not.
Seems like a rough trade, a three in Simons for Siakam and.
Well, but what you're doing is yes, of course it is, but you're taking a swing.
Getting rid of Simons would not be popular.
Simons done? Oh my god! Like, I see people, they're like. Hey, when Damian Lillard didn't play, he scored 26 points a game. Have you ever seen him make a difference? I mean, come on.
He can get hot.
Oh, whoa. A 6'3 guy that can get hot. I think we saw that, and they traded him to New Orleans, and they made the play-in and didn't make the fucking playoffs. Like, enough with 6'3 guards that aren't great. Enough! Anthony Simons is never like untouchable. What's your definitive Anthony Simons game? It's probably a Tuesday night in Oklahoma City in like January. There's nothing he's done that fucking matters. Nothing. Get him out of here. Enough of this. Yes. He's not even as good as CJ McCollum.
Oof. I think he's close. CJ ain't good.
Now this is not a conversation we should have. Simons versus CJ is not a conversation we should have ever.
CJ is amazing, but Anthony Simons ain't a difference maker either.
Who cares?
That's my thing. Is he's not a difference maker. Don't fall in love with him. Like, he can dunk harder than.
Oh, I'm 100% fine with trading him. I would just say a 3-pick in Simons just doesn't add up for me to get Siakam. They need more pieces than just – I think they need more than just Siakam to even sniff at making, like, the Western Conference Finals. If you could package him with the 3-pick or even the 22-pick and get Siakam in, I'm trying to even think who else is on the fucking Raptors. Trent, Ananobi. They got to have a big somewhere there, don't they? Like,
Yosef Poeltl.
Give me Boucher or Jakob Poeltl in Siakam.
I think it's Poeltl.
It's Poeltl. What do you mean Poeltl? This fucking guy.
This
fucking guy's never watched a Utah game in his life, apparently. Figure it out, man. Watch some Pac-12 basketball. Get educated for once. Jeez. Ridiculous.
No, but I make that trade. Get a big. Get him. Yeah. But I'm with you. They have to trade the pick. That's the move. So, I just don't know what's out there. Siakam doesn't, thrill me.
So the 3 and Simons for him is what we're saying?
And get rid of Nurk.
And what?
Oh, yeah, well, Nurk.
Get rid of Nurk.
Let's throw him in for free. What I think Hucklebenny said in the chat, he would trade Nurk for a 20-piece chicken nugget. And then the chat was trying to figure out if the nuggets would be from KFC or McDonald's.
I myself,
nice. I'm so glad we have that now. This new computer you bought is such a great addition to the podcast. Just the fact that it connects you at all is worth it. Oh, man. All right. So collectively as a podcast, our take is that the Blazers should trade the 3 and somebody else for a really good player.
Seattle. Yeah, trade the
as good as you can get it.
Here's the thing. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And you trade Dame and you still stink and you tank.
Well, Dame doesn't have a lot long left being like elite in the league. The Blazers could be rebuilding here in 3 years anyway. So you might as well make one last run with Dame before you do have to have a full rebuild anyway.
Yes, it would just be super lame to never take a big swing with Damian Lillard. Like, what was that, 2018 or 17, the year that Matthews tore his Achilles and they traded for a flawless and someone else. They made some moves, but really, like, we're talking Aaron Aflalo and someone else. You know what I mean?
That guy might have been out of the league in 2 years since he signed with the Blazers.
That's a theme, by the way. Like,
Evan Turner. Evan Turner.
There's the other one. There you go.
Yeah. And when we were talking about, like, Blazers having these scrubs who have really big ends of seasons when they're tanking.
God. I was wondering where you're going with that.
Yeah. It's like, classic, man. Guys who aren't even in the league in a couple of years. Classic Blazers. All right. Anything else on this before we move on?
Just when the lottery was happening, when did you start to believe it might actually happen?
I didn't fucking watch the lottery. I cannot believe people watch that. It's incredible to me.
I never thought that was going to happen anyway, but
yeah.
It's a victory with Mama.
I had slight hopes after 4 got red. I'm like, oh, because they cut to break after 5 and they went for the final 4. Then they read 4. I was like, oh shit. They might actually be able to do this, but I was actually kind of not pulling for it. You know, if Wembanyama went to the Blazers, he would have got hurt instantly.
Oh, stop it. 100%. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I think he might have just rolled his ankle.
You don't want the best prospect in a million years. We know.
You want
him. Get out of here.
What am I saying? Of course they wanted him. He just would have gotten hurt.
He would not have.
He just rolled an ankle, me saying the Blazers almost drafted
him. They lined up the potential hats, and he like picked up the Blazers hat to move it a little and sprained his wrist.
Tore a ligament in his wrist.
I will say, so this was the first year I've listened to the lottery on the radio when I was driving home.
Ooh.
Oh, it is dramatic as fuck.
That's cool.
Who does that?
Is it, is it, is it Kevin Harlan?
No, it was. It's literally just. I don't even think it was Adam Silver. Maybe it was. I didn't have the visual. It was just audio. But they just play the most like dramatic, like what was that show? Not So You Want to Be a Millionaire, but the one with the British woman who scorned people.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
It just had that dramatic music, and they were like the Detroit Pistons. Do 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 do. Commercial break, and then it just played the dramatic music. I'm like, oh my god! And then they get to four, and I'm like, oh, do 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 do. And they said Portland Trail Blazers, and I was crestfallen.
They said weakest link is the show you were thinking of.
Yes, that is the show.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yep. Yeah. No, I don't think I've ever watched an NBA lottery. I'll just
Let alone listen to the NBA.
Yeah.
I was driving. It's winning.
No, I get that. What? I get that.
I think the last one I watched was the one where they got Lillard, because I had a bet that they were going to take Lillard, even though I had watched 0 seconds of Lillard.
Yeah.
I was just kind of, I was like, he scores a lot of points. I want to work. I got to take
him. I watched a lot of Weber State, you guys.
I think they wanted Alex Len, if I remember right. I could be wrong. It could be a different draft, but whoever they wanted was not very good.
Woof. Okay. Let's see. Where should we move to? NBA playoffs are happening. Nuggets just took a 2-0 lead on the Lakers. Is this your King? Is this your script?
No.
No? It seems like it's going off script. Because unless down 2-0, the Lakers come back, force it to a game 7. Now there's your script.
Well, I mean, the Lakers could easily win the next 2 at home. I mean,
yeah. The script had them winning tonight, though. And then they would dump one back in L.A.
No, the script had them going up 3-1.
No, 3-1.
3-1 and then blowing it?
No, not blowing it.
Going to game 7, please, but yeah.
I mean, you got to have game 7. Otherwise, what's the point? And the Heat up 1-0 the Celtics because Jimmy Butler.
I said, there's the script right now. Heat win game 1. This series is going 7 for sure. And it's almost unwatchable, honestly. That series is gross.
They're not fun teams to watch. It's weird. Because like they're both good. They've both had like players with really great series, really great playoffs. Like superstars on their teams. Superstars maybe is a stretch. But they're really awful to watch. Like they're hard to watch.
Yeah. Heat just mud it up. They try to slog it up every game. In the Celtics, Celtics on paper are the best team. Tatum just drops 0 points in the fourth quarter again. Yeah. Blow leads. Yeah, it's I have no interest in watching that series.
Yeah, I think I watched about 14 minutes of Celtics and Sixers. I don't like didn't like either of those teams. At least with the Heat, they lean into being ugly. So you got to give them credit for that.
That's kind of been Spoelstra's MO since
the Celtics are just a shitty watch, even though they shouldn't be. And their coach really is pretty terrible. This Joe Mazzulla guy. What is he doing? His arrogance and all those post game
never calling timeouts.
Wild. Did you not? And when they went, did you not see my adjustments? What was your adjustment, Joe?
Enlighten me.
That's a gross
game. I'm totally fine not talking about the playoffs right now. By the way.
Yeah.
I just know it's a thing that's happening. So we probably should. WCP says we should talk about the U.S. men's national team's new striker.
Oh, yes, I love him. From University of Virginia.
Balogun. He's got the most British accent you've ever heard in your life.
So he's not American?
I mean, no. Yes, I guess he's got that dual citizenship or whatever. He is like you. Like
Was he born here and playing there like all his life, kind of thing? Yeah, is that like growing up? He was there.
No, if he was born here, I'm not sure. I mean, I guess he'd have to be, right? Isn't that how our citizenship works? Maybe, I don't know. Like to be a dual citizen, I have no idea, dude. I just know I saw his interview about him talking about why he chose the U.S. And it was a whole bunch of, he was born in Brooklyn. Okay, thank you. But it was a whole bunch of not the real answer, which is he's not good enough to play striker for the UK team. So, UK team, the British team. The British team? That's right?
Great Britain.
GB? Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. GB.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why I was blanking on that. Yeah, he's not good enough to play striker for them, so he's got to come here, which is fine. It's great. U.S.
Well, where's he playing
at? That was the one thing they needed in the World Cup was a striker. They did not have one at all, and they couldn't score goals. So if he can score goals, fantastic.
Where's he play now?
He was on Arsenal. I don't know where he plays now.
Oh, so he's actually in the EPL? Is that
No. He's not now. I think he's like out on loan or something. I don't know enough.
Probably.
WCP, you want to drop knowledge in the chat so I can recite it and make myself sound smart?
Probably playing in like the Bundesliga.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's also good if he was doing that, but yeah. All right. I've officially reached the limit of how much I want to talk about that.
Pass that before we started.
You know, listener/viewer, we hear you. We see you. We value you. You're just boring. He says he's on loan on a French league team. Okay.
No, oh, the French league.
Oui, oui.
Of course.
What else is there to talk about? I mean, you were not on the pod last week, King. So do you have any thoughts on your team's NFL schedule? We really didn't go into it that much.
Yeah, I will say that they kind of got screwed. I don't know why they keep... Hey, here's the Bengals. Here's the Bills. Here's the Niners. Here's this team. Hey, here's the Eagles. Here's, what the fuck? The one thing I will say is I hate that they play on like every holiday. Christmas, yeah. New Year's Eve, blah, blah, blah. And they do have like a real decided disadvantage where I think there's a 6 or 7 week stretch kind of in the middle of the season where towards the end, I think, where every single week they're playing at a day's play disadvantage where the team either has a bye or the Chiefs played a day or two, you know, before
Monday night.
Yeah. So it's a lot in a row. You know, I think it's kind of lame when people complain about it as a one-off, but when you start talking about like 6 weeks in a row, I think it's 6 weeks in a row. It's a lot. And I know the NFL, I know that's how the NFL just does it, but Jesus Christ, man.
That sounds like Husky talk right there. Oh, all Ducks always on a bye.
That's what I said. If it's a week, it's lame. Yeah. But when it's six in a row, it's a little bit of a, okay.
Wait, do they have an out of the country game?
Yeah, they play in Germany, which I will.
Their German team too? That's rough. Bam.
Yep.
Guys,
6 a.m. kickoff.
Guys, they're awfully young. But the Sark
awfully
thing.
Young.
They're awfully young. By the way, something we didn't mention last week, the Niners play Thanksgiving night, Christmas night, and New Year's Eve night. They've never played on any of those things before. Like the Niners literally got moved to Thanksgiving this year, which is that's never happened my whole life. And then they're apparently playing Christmas Day against the Ravens too. It's like it's the same thing, man. They're playing on all these weird weeks. They're playing really, really good teams. Like they're also playing the Bengals this year too. It's like I like Ski and I talked about this last week. I thought it was like supposed to be when the teams finish towards the top of the league, they're supposed to get like the record wise because they play the Jags too. It's like record wise, they're supposed to play the worst division from the opposing conference or whatever. So I thought that's how it worked. I guess not because They play everybody, man. They play the Eagles again. Like, it's rough.
Kingston over here, like, yeah, that's
yeah, what
good teams.
That's how it works. Welcome to the AFC, yeah. Bud.
You should. I would like it if I was planning on watching the Colts next year. I'd like them on the holiday. At least it gives you something on the holidays to watch. And
I'm not mad. Like, personally, yeah. I love it because I will. I mean, that's an auto plan for my family on those holidays. It's like we know what we're doing at night on both of those days. So I'm super into it. I'm just saying, like, it's rough on, like, exactly what King was saying, man. It's rough on the team.
Yeah, sucks. Yeah, you're not, can't be with your family for three holidays. Yeah, even though New Year's sucks, but
still, like, Christmas night and Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and Thanksgiving
craziness. Who is on Hard Knocks this year? Bubbles asking. I don't think they've announced that yet, have they? I don't think so. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think they're going to announce, like, both of them at the same time pretty soon, though. I think I saw something about that.
They usually pick shitty teams, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's Colts, like mid-season Colts.
Just as a whole, though, NBA, come on, NFL, leave Christmas Day alone. Like, I don't need to see, goddamn, like, let another league have a day.
I thought they had a deal. You know, like, we have a deal with the Pigeons. They get out of the way of our cars. I thought the NFL had a deal, like, hey, we're going to stay away from Christmas Day for you, NBA. This is your day. You have your, like, six straight games that are, like, perfectly synced with each other. We're gonna take that too.
I think it's a Sunday, isn't it? Am I wrong?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Because then they play all the games on Saturday usually. That's how they do it.
Was Christmas a Monday this year? Saturday? It was a Sunday this year.
Christmas is Monday this year. So, yeah. So the three Monday night games. Crazy, man. Crazy, man. All right. A couple other things before we get to our list. Actually, do you have a keeper kick?
No.
Okay.
No.
I would just like to point out, just because I think it's funny, that the ownership of the A's, after they went through all the effort to buy the land and set up the spot where they're going to build the stadium, the ownership of the A's is now asking Vegas, the taxpayers, to fund the stadium in the amount of $400 million.
Sound surprised.
And so now that is going to go to a vote, and the taxpayers are now, not now, but, like, eventually will vote to decide if they want to spend that $400 million on a stadium. You know how many people live in Vegas?
735,000.
Bingo. That's not...
No!
It's actually 700, like, something like that, but close enough. That's not that many to approve a tax levy that's going to be $400 million for a stadium. I know this. I know there are rich people in Vegas. Oh. There's also a lot of not rich people in Vegas who, like, work at those places and don't make a lot of money. So my perfect world for me, look, the A's are not going to stay in Oakland, like, pretty much no matter what. Perfect scenario for me. Yes, sir. Is they vote the fuck down that, and
the, what do they do? Fold?
The A's ownership is fucked, and they got to figure out something else.
Yeah. What? I don't even know what they would do.
They're talking about playing in the AAA stadium there. So, like, eventually, if they decide to build a stadium, it's going to take, like, 3 or 4 years, and they're going to play in the AAA stadium there. So they just play in the AAA stadium forever.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Classic A's, man. Classic.
I don't think they would let them move without a stadium deal in place.
Major League Baseball?
Yes.
Agreed.
So it might be one of those things where, you know, they're out of Oakland, or, you know, they're leaving Oakland.
a deal doesn't get done, I think they're left in limbo, and they kind of, I bet they make him stay in Oakland.
Be so great.
And then play at, find a shittier field to play at too.
I shared a thing in our Discord today. I'm going to read it just while we're on the topic. It's like the early season grades thing from CBS Sports. And I thought it was pretty good. So they gave Oakland a grade of a G. And they said, no, G is not a grade in a traditional manner of things, but for the A's, we need something lower than the rather pedestrian F. This G is entirely a reflection of ownership's calculated decision to trot out a baseball or a base humiliation of a roster, all to advance the goal of getting a raft of corporate welfare from Las Vegas. Owner John Fisher and his chief enabler, team president Dave Cavill, deserve shame and scorn for as long as they infect the sport. As for the team on the field, with malice aforethought, they are on pace for almost 130 losses this season.
Let's see.
Infect the sport is mwah, chef's kiss. Those guys
right now,
they
are
those guys fucking suck.
Right now, this A's team is on pace to have the fourth worst season in baseball history, and that was three teams that were playing before the 1900s. That's who they're in company with.
That's when guys named Scoot were playing shortstop.
Scoot was
for
definitely
a team called the Peaches.
Can you believe guys named Scoot could be a professional athlete?
Ah, and here's Scoot Henderson for the Napa's Peaches.
Number one, Cleveland Spiders, and then the Pittsburgh Alleghenies. They're
the
one
Alleghenies.
The Cleveland, Alleghenies.
The Cleveland Brown Spiders. Wait, that's something else.
No, but I mean, they're 10-35 right now.
No, I know. They're terrible at baseball. Like, I know.
Very, very, very bad.
Well, they're not trying, so. Yeah. It's tough. Tough to be a fan of that team.
When was the last game you watched? Opening day?
Last year.
Did you ever watch a game this year? Didn't you watch opening day?
No. Nope. Not going to do it. You know, we've gone this long without talking about the NCAA video game.
I cannot wait for this take.
WCP dropped it in the Discord today. You guys excited for it?
I'm excited to see people shit on it. That's what I'm excited for.
Oh, so you're waiting for my take that I put in the Discord earlier today.
Yes, because people are like, oh, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, Madden sucks.
It does. Madden does suck.
So. NBA 2K sucks. Yeah, you want to know what? You grew up playing Pat Riley's basketball, and the great game in your youth was Brett Favre on the cover for MVP MVP football. Uh-huh. Quarterback club.
Quarterback club. Yeah, he was quarterback.
What do you want? And here's my theory. The only game that people really don't complain, there's two sports games people don't complain about. Mm-hmm. And it is FIFA, because no one played it before the pandemic. So no one has any idea what a soccer game was before 2000.
Yeah.
And the baseball game, because it's too hard. It's kind of a niche thing always. But I just love watching people complain about Madden and 2K. It's not realistic. What the fuck do you want? I played games where people dribbled like this into high school. I love video game critiques now. It's very funny.
So I'll say, to your credit, like I dropped the Madden sucks, so it might suck too comment. Also, the last NCAA game that was out, I played an absolute shit ton of. A metric shit ton of NCAA I played. I was in a dynasty with a bunch of my friends. Like, I played that game a ton. and it was a blast. I used to download those bootleg rosters. Like, remember when they let you do that? They'd let you connect to guys and download their rosters if you knew their profile or whatever. Pasta Padre. That was the dude's name who would like release those rosters. Pasta Padre. I would download those. I remember this tells you something too. Back in the day when I had my own Twitter, D'Anthony Thomas asked me to download the roster from him, or like for him to download the roster from me. So I shared my roster and my Xbox profile with D'Anthony Thomas so he could get the roster for it. I fucking loved that game. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm just like, I'm a little hesitant because I know EA has kind of a shitty track record lately. So that's the only hesitation I have is that. And by the way, I say that as someone who plays FIFA all the time. So, you know, it is what it is. But we'll see, man. I'll probably play it a lot.
I see.
And we as a podcast and our listeners, we should have a dynasty. That's a thing we should do when that game comes out.
I don't play sports games. No.
He's too good for sports games.
Because I stopped because the NCAA games were just more fun to play than the Madden games. It was because it was...
Well, everything was better in 2014. Here we go again.
You could run the option. That helps.
Because they didn't make it... They didn't make it realistic. It wasn't, you know, like what people are going to complain about it now. I liked it being a little more cartoony than Madden was. It made it more fun to play.
And the recruiting was
fun.
Recruiting was fun, too. Like, and WCP pointed that out in the Discord today. Like, he's looking forward to see what they do with the transfer portal. Because, like, if you thought the recruiting thing on the old games was insane, like, imagine what the transfer portal is going to look like on a fucking video game. Crazy. And how do you rate that? Because as we know, like, sports video games, they have like a billion ratings for everything. Like, what's the rating going to be for if somebody is liable to transfer or not? Like, what's their loyalty ranking with your team? And how do you keep their loyalty ranking?
There's got to be, you got to have a bad man on roster.
You got to have a budget, an NIL budget. Yeah. And by the way, like, EA is fucking super excited for that.
They're gonna microtransaction the shit out of people.
Microtransaction the shit out of it, and they're gonna be able to bring in advertising revenue just from like the companies who are going to be able to do the NIL deals. It's brilliant, man. They should localize that shit too, you know? Like, Kendall Honda should be a fucking NIL option for the Ducks, you know?
I wonder if they find a way for the universities to get involved, like, for their team.
Like, how so?
Like, they could put money into, you know, developing, you know, whatever stuff they want for their team, you know. New uniform. Hey, they're going to drop a new uniform. Say, hey, give them a heads up and have them drop that for their team.
The uniform microtransaction is going to be a thing. 100%.
Yeah, they'll have it, you know, get the Ducks old like 94 throwbacks in there that you could buy for a nominal fee.
Those classic UCLA blues. Honestly, man.
Yeah.
TSB should be like the in-game recap pod for the games. Just record lines. I'm telling you, man, I had a really good time with the dynasties. It was just like a group of eight of us, and we would play each other every week. I think we decided to do the Big Ten, so I remember being Wisconsin.
Oh, God. Boring.
Changed the offense to the spread, like, recruited five.
Wait, was that old enough? Was that old enough where you had, like, Ron Dane? Was he your running back?
No. Nobody you'd remember. I can't even remember him. But I definitely changed the offense right away. That's like one of the first things I did. Maybe it was Monty Ball.
Monty Ball, maybe, yeah.
Was it? What year did Oregon play Wisconsin? 2012? With Monty Ball? Or was that the other one? Yeah, it was Monty Ball and Russell Wilson, 2012, right?
Yeah, I was trying to. I don't know if I can name another Wisconsin running back.
Hey, King. 2012 Rose Bowl, Monty Ball and Russell Wilson. Was that 2012?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's the one. Yeah.
That's the one.
Good times, man. You in, King? You getting NCAA?
I'm in.
You in?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm just excited to see people complain about it.
The pod dynasty, and then we charge people to play with us?
Sure.
The bad news is they took out your cheat play. That's
The Reggie, the Cody Pickett to Reggie Williams play. No, no. See, like, remember that show on ESPN where they did the Madden bus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was NCAA, you know, 2006 or whatever, and I could be the Huskies, I would have beat everyone. I've said it before. It was a total cheat. It was a glitch. You could not stop it. Cody Pickett, Reggie Williams, streak, touchdown every single time.
Oh, that's
fucking bullshit.
That's good too, WCP. Like being able to relocate to different conferences too. Eventually, eventually Oregon goes to the Big Ten. Oh man! So we talked about it while you got up for a second, like the loyalty rating with the NIL deals and stuff, and the transfer portal is going to be really interesting to see. I am looking forward to it. So apparently that's coming out next summer. So keep an eye out. Blah. Okay, are we done?
Oh, Ducks got two more guys in.
Oh, the portal.
I don't care.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
They got a punter. I remember Duck Chef is really excited about the punter.
Listen, awesome. I'm just saying, till you beat an Oregon State or a Washington, I just don't care about your transfer portal. I just don't care. Yeah. You just beat Texas Tech, and then I'll be back in. At this point, I don't care.
Transfer portal is weird because I look at it like recruiting, and I like that Oregon gets good players in recruiting. It's obvious that getting five stars is better than three stars. Like, there's no question. But also, like, I find it really hard to give a shit about them until they're actually good enough to play and actually good enough to be on the field. And so, like, that's why with high school recruits, I'm like, fuck, I don't care. Like, I'm not going to see them in 2 or 3 years. So, you know, whatever. It's nice if they play right away. But, like, the transfer portal is different. So it's like they're going to play right away. So all of a sudden we have to know about guys from Troy and, like, some dude from Long Island. It's like, man, it's tough. It's tough, man.
But it is nice when they hit. I mean, I like I said, we knew who Christian Gonzalez was when he transferred in. Didn't really know if he was, like, that good or not. Find out fairly quick, all right, he's pretty fucking good. But like I said, the spring game doesn't help. You can't tell shit in spring games. You gotta wait till the season to know if they're worth anything.
Yeah, and hashtag Bojenda from Booble in the chat. Like, yeah, it's fun when it works out.
It's what were we saying before? Like, oh God, Bo Nix, we've seen him.
Yeah.
God, he's...
Should they start Ty Thompson?
Before we get onto our list or whatever,
yeah,
I just need to, like, wipe my brow. I got a little sweat on me.
Sure. Getting in that work.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen the news on Ja Morant, but I've been taking a victory lap, baby.
You better run for it. Run for it. Run.
What a dope.
What a fucking idiot.
What a fucking dork. I'm sorry. What a dork.
You gotta be the dumbest. You gotta be the dumbest motherfucker alive to do the literal same thing you got in trouble for the first time, man. What are you doing?
It cost him getting suspended for 8 games, which is really 2 games because they counted 6 games when he was in therapy for 10 days. He didn't make all NBA, cost him $39 million in his next extension. 39 million, granted, and you know, once he signs that, he will have made, you know, like what, $310 million. So, okay, maybe $39 million doesn't matter at that point. It's still $39 million that he costs himself for flashing guns on IG Live. And then he does it again on his buddy's IG Live with 115 people watching. 115. What a dope. What a dope. That's all I have.
I think Barkley went into it and did a pretty good job just saying, like, you know, talking about how, you know, sure, you have the right to, you know, have a gun and do all that, but it's literally in, like, the collective bargaining agreement now. Yeah. You can't do, and then do it a second time. I mean, I don't see how Nike keeps him on. I mean, his shoe just dropped, his first shoe. And like I said, who knows how much he's going to get suspended. There is another, you know, $20-plus million dollars gone.
By the way, I hear you say the Nike thing, and I'm like, me with a Swoosh account, me who just bought Kyrie's for like $30. Those first Jaws dropped, you say? So are they going to drop in price soon?
Well,
By the way, saw the
they might be collector's items because they might be the only ones.
The same Kyrie's I bought on the Swoosh store, by the way, I saw them at Ross the other day.
Well, that's what they were built for, weren't they? Weren't they built to be like cheap for people to buy?
I don't know.
Oh, that's what they were.
Kyrie's?
The full price, they were not. Absolutely not.
They were not.
No.
So Jaw's dumb.
Yep. Big old dummy.
What happens to him?
I was right.
So he's suspended indefinitely, but it's a suspension after the season's over. So what does that actually mean?
Whatever. He'll be back by January 1st. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Okay. It's a lot of time before the season starts to do something else dumb.
Or go into therapy for 3 days like he did last time. That's not how therapy works, dog. All right, let's do our list then. What's our list, King?
Our list is, in the spirit of the NBA playoffs and Jimmy Butler, top three TV/movie Butlers.
By the way, I love that we each have physical lists right now. Like you each.
Oh, I'm right. I write everything down.
Like, you brought out your notebook. I got a piece of paper. King's got a piece of paper.
Mine's just on my phone. Mine's just on my phone.
All right. You're like Jay-Z. You put all your lyrics on your phone. Nice work.
My number three, fictional butler, Jeffrey Butler from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
His name is...
Jeffrey Butler.
We got sound effects back for the list. Yeah!
Where's the boy?
His name is... His name was Jeffrey Butler?
Jeffrey Butler.
You gotta be kidding me. And how did I not hear that before today? That's insane.
Yeah, where have you been? Jesus.
I guess, man. My number three is Wadsworth from the movie Clue. You ever see Clue?
Is that the Tim Curry vehicle?
Yeah, Tim Curry is the butler. No.
Yeah.
Tim Curry is the butler in it. That was the movie where they made like six different versions of him. So depending on the day and the theater you went to, you would see like a different version of the movie. So it'd be like a different story with different ending. And
I don't remember that part. Of the movie.
You get, like, if you bought like every DVD was, or DVD, every VHS back then was different. So there's a bunch, like, people would like bring their VHS.
You need to buy six separate VHSs.
Yeah, but I don't remember there being like a way to figure out which one was which. So like you just have to get lucky, I guess. I don't know.
All right. My number three butler is Coleman from Trading Places.
So nice to have that back.
My number two.
Here, some from the chat real quick. Number three from Booble is the butler from Big Daddy. I assume you mean Mr. Deeds.
Mr. Deeds.
Yeah,
is who he's
he means Mr. Deeds. And because Hucklebenny says John Turturro for Mr. Deeds.
Yes.
And then WCP says Jarvis. Yeah. Like Iron Man's Jarvis. Totally makes sense. All right, sorry.
My number two butler of all time, Lynn Belvedere.
I assume we've all heard the story about him sitting on his balls before, right?
Jesus.
The classic Hollywood story of him sitting on his balls. He like sat down on his actor chair, whatever the hell you call those.
Yeah.
He just had huge
balls, I was going to say, is there any way he didn't have just huge balls? I mean, look at the guy.
Honestly.
Fucking Mr. Belvedere.
It's amazing. My number two is Alfred Pennyworth.
And number two, God, I thought he'd be a runaway number one for you.
Yeah, I know. He just, well, my number one has already been said, which I'll get to in a second. But, yeah, man, he's classic character, played by Michael Caine, Jeremy Irons, Andy Serkis now, and nobody knows who the first one was, like the guy from the original
the
Batman
TV show.
Movies. No, like the original Batman movies too, the Tim Burton ones. Nobody knows who the hell that guy is. He was boring as shit. Fuck that, Alfred. Terrible.
But he wasn't a show stealer. He knew his role.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
My number two is Woodhouse from Archer.
Yes. That just got canceled, by the way. Archer.
Well, it ran its course.
14 seasons, man.
Ran its course.
Got to give Archer its flowers, man. Classic TV show. All right, so we've all done our twos.
Michael Gough was the Batman, the early Burton Batman.
Okay. All right. Take your word for it.
Yeah.
Booble says number two. His number two is Alfred from the first four Batman movies.
Yeah, good.
WCP says Jeffrey from Fresh Prince. And Hucklebenny.
That's Jeffrey Butler, bro.
Jeffrey Butler, bro. And Hucklebenny says Lurch from the Addams Family. That's good. You rang. That's good. All right.
My number one fictional butler of all time, Jeeves from Ask Jeeves.
Hell of a search engine.
Always there when you needed him.
Oh, always had the answers for you.
Are we mistaking Jeeves with like the paperclip thing? I don't think Jeeves was like a thing.
It was a Ask search Jeeves? Engine called Ask Jeeves.
It was a search engine, but did they have a mascot?
Absolutely. Jeeves.
Right. Jeeves.
I'm going to look up.
Jeeves is Christ.
You can't give yourself the rim shot, man.
I just did,
motherfucker. Watch me. I'm Googling that shit right now, by the way. Like, Ask Jeeves mascot. I got to do my number one. My number one is the John Turturro for Mr. Deeds. Emilio Lopez was his character's name. Didn't he end up like being the heir to the fortune or something?
Yes.
Was that the plot? Yeah.
Very,
very sneaky. I believe you underestimate my sneakiness. Sneaky, sneaky.
That was that's my number one as well.
It's great.
Is Emilio.
It's great. Absolutely great. Ask Jeeves mascot. See what we got here. Oh my god.
Fucking Jeeves.
He looks like a butler, dude. I'm sorry. You know what? I'm sorry for ever doubting you. I apologize. Here, let's see if I can get this up for people to see.
There we go. Yep, there he is.
There it is.
Ask Jeeves, there he is.
Never a doubt, baby. Never a doubt
in my mind. All right, let's go from the chat, and then we'll close this shit up. Booble says the Fresh Prince butler, Jeffrey Butler from the Fresh Prince. WCP says Alfred is his number one. Hucklebenny says Niles from The Nanny.
I thought the nanny was the butler, essentially, but she was the nanny.
Isn't that the point? I don't remember The Nanny. Anybody else?
This guy was so rich. He had
like that.
Anybody here watch The Nanny?
Fran Drescher, absolutely. Yeah.
Like I know of Fran Drescher. I know it was a big deal. I just don't remember anything about the show.
I thought Niles was in like Frasier.
Yeah.
Niles, yeah. Salad and scrambled eggs. They're calling me home.
Oh. Honorable mention, Mr. Smithers from Booble. It's a good point.
Nah, too much of a bootlicker.
Smithers.
Oh, yeah.
We got something against the gays, King? Jeez. Listen to yourself, man.
I gotta say, I'm now looking at a picture of Niles from The Nanny. Uh-huh. I do not remember Niles at all. not even a little bit. Does not ring a bell.
Huh. I'm going to pull mine up. Oh, yeah. Boobles reminding us. Do you remember any of your guilty pleasure shows from last week? Did you actually do your list?
My number three, The OC.
I love it. By the way, this
my
shit,
number two.
Like, listener, I'm letting you in behind the scenes here. This is how he does his list every week.
My number two guilty pleasure show of all time, American Dad. My number one guilty pleasure show of all time is King of the Hill.
Oh. Good work.
But damn it, Bobby.
Damn it, Bobby.
That boy ain't right.
I have no memory of Niles whatsoever, dude.
That
none
is a fake
whatsoever.
It's not real.
This is
not
this
real. Not a real character.
Is that working? There we go.
Yeah, it's not real.
That's fake. That's fake, dude.
Fake news. Uncle Benny, you are fake news.
This is Nelson Mandela, or this is the Mandela effect. It's like this is fake. This didn't actually happen this way.
Fakele Benny over here.
Fakele Benny. He says lies. I say your lies.
Say it again, Fakele Benny.
Say it again, Fakele Benny.
I dare you, coward.
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 Eat the gurgle. Sorry, I got stuck.
Niles.
I got stuck in that voice. All right, let's go. Anything else before we wrap it up? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, let's go. Movie on Sunday is Tombstone. Have you seen it? Mm-hmm. Watch it.
Probably.
Watch it. Listen to us talk about it.
Tell me, have you seen it?
It's on Prime. There's a
lot of commercials.
There's a caveat that you'll see when you find it on Prime. But watch it on Prime and then listen to us talk about it on Sunday. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I'll see you then. Bye.